Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to the Way to Fatherhood podcast. This is your host, Brian Phillips, here for another episode. And this is a short reflection episode where I want to follow up a little bit from the last episode, which was an interview with Dr. Jeff Rose, where we talked about dads and health. Now, this season, we've been focusing on dads and daughters. And so I want to kind of take that and spin it a little bit to focus now on the health of our daughters, not just physical health, but primarily mental and emotional health of our daughters. One of the biggest issues that parents are going to face now is the influence of technology on their children, in particular, the influence of technology on our daughters. And this is something that we really have to consider, that we have to really pay attention to. Earlier in a reflection episode, recommended to you a book by Dr. Meg Meeker called Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture. Now, I want to focus on a particular chapter and idea that she has in that book, which is helping our daughters take control of their screens. So she talks about the influence of technology specifically on daughters, on young women. And this is something I think we really need to zero in on. I want to read a passage from that chapter. She says, "I was one of the lucky parents whose kids got through high school without a cell phone. Yes, those days once existed. If you grew up then before cell phones and social media, you know that media were things you looked at or listened to occasionally. No one was constantly online or connected to their radio, television, or landline. In retrospect, that gave us some perspective, some calm. We spent most of our time in the real, tangible world, and we weren't bombarded with an endless stream of information and electronic stimulation. Today's kids, however, have their auditory and visual senses overloaded daily, and many people, not just kids, are now obsessed or addicted to laptop movies, email, social media, and video games, sometimes doing several of these things at once, and even feeling fidgety when not fidgeting with their phones. As parents, we can sense that this is not good for our kids, that technology is driving a wedge between us, that screens are taking over our children's lives." She continues, "The number one fear parents used to express to me," and remember, Dr. Meeker is a pediatrician, has been for decades. "The number one fear parents used to express to me was protecting their teenagers from sex, drugs, and alcohol. Now the number one worry is how to protect kids from social media." That's shocking. The influence of social media is so pervasive, so toxic, so powerful, that that's now the number one fear of parents. How do I protect my kids from the dangers of social media? And our daughters especially. Or do you know that the average young lady, when posting a picture on Instagram or on some social media, takes dozens of versions of the same photo? Dozens. Just to get the right angle, the right lighting, the picture that's just flattering enough that they can filter and edit and crop. And it's shocking. It's leading to a kind of obsessive, narcissistic tendency that's truly dangerous. The comparison that our daughters are being pulled to make, comparing themselves with completely unrealistic and unattainable images because they're not real. They're edited and fake. And yet it puts this pressure on our daughters to try to live up to this unattainable, unreal standard. Dr. Meeker goes on to discuss the real dangers of this, how our daughters can become sort of trained into thinking that the number of likes is the amount of their self-worth, the gauge of their popularity, the gauge of how loved they are by their friends and even family. Social media usage is clearly connected to depression in young ladies. There are intensified feelings of loneliness in those that are addicted to social media. Psychological disorders, emotional disorders are tied back to social media and this obsession. This is nothing to play with. And dads, if you get the sense that, oh, maybe I'm being too strict, maybe I'm not being hard enough, most likely you don't need to give in to that. Right? We need to really guard ourselves and our daughters, guard our families against this and our daughters in particular. So how do we do this? Well, it's not just a matter of being tough on our daughters and putting up strict boundaries in their lives. Rather, let me turn this around and say that I think that where we need to start, myself included here, is we need to start by modeling it, right? How often, dads, how often do you find your kids trying to get your attention, but you're busy texting? Your kids are in the same room with you and they want to spend time with you, but you're checking social media. You're on your phone for some reason, whether it's checking scores or checking email or whatever, right? We need to get control of this in our own lives so that we're setting a good example and we're modeling for our children, our daughters in particular, how to take control of the screens. Right. I would say that. So in addition to keeping the screens out of their hands as much as you possibly can and for as long as you possibly can. And yes, that's advice I would give. But we need to model it. We need to make sure that our screens are not taking control of us and they're not becoming a wedge between us and our children. So model it for our kids in addition to helping them take control of it in their own lives. So I do commend this book to you, Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture by Meg Meeker, as I did before. Let me also add another one, since I turned this around and made the focus about how we live with technology in our own lives as dads. Let me commend another book to you by Tony Reinke. This is a book called 12 Ways Your Phone is Changing You. It's not a difficult read. It's not overly technical or anything, but it is extremely pastoral and it's pretty convicting, but I think it's a necessary read. It's something that we need to give some thought to. Again, 12 ways your phone is changing you. Technology can be a good thing. It can also be a destructive influence. Social media can perhaps be a good thing, but it can be very destructive, particularly in the hands of our children. And so dads, take leadership in this, take ownership of this. Model before our children how to control it and how to prioritize and not let technology and social media get in the way of the real and the tangible, get in the way of the things that really matter, and safeguard your family, safeguard your children, safeguard your daughters in particular, because this is becoming a very destructive influence. And so dads, again, step up. Right? It's part of the weight of fatherhood, but it's what God's given us to do. So thanks again for tuning in to this short reflection episode. I appreciate you listening. Until next time, this is your host, Brian Phillips, signing off for the Weight of Fatherhood podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.